Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
This book is called The Mumen Khan, The Gateless Gate. And in our lineage, this is the first book that we do koan study from. And I'm going to talk a little bit about a koan from this book. It's important to remember or to learn that koans, in the end, are not really some esoteric practice that we do so that we have these ah-so moments. They are, in the end, they have to be applied to our daily life. It's a teaching. And even though it may be ununderstandable at first, if we stay with the koan, we get the teaching. So it's not enough to just stop with an understanding of the koan. That's the first part. The second part is, okay, how can I take this in the world into my life? So this koan is called Joshu's Wash Your Bowls. Joshu, if you remember, is the teacher that appears in the first koan in this book, which is called Joshu's Mu. And that's the one where he asks, does a dog have Buddha nature? And the answer is Mu. So this koan is another well-known koan. It's called Joshu's Wash Your Bowls. And I'll read it so that we have a frame of reference for the talk. A monk asked Joshu in all earnestness, I have just entered the monastery. I beg you, master, please give me instructions. And Joshu asks him, have you eaten your rice gruel yet? And the monk answers, yes, I have. And so Joshu says, then wash your bowls. And the monk attains some understanding. Well, the traditional way, well, not the traditional way, I guess, but there's a number of ways, a lot of times, to see what the koan is pointing at. So I'm going to discuss this briefly in two ways. The first way is as a metaphoric expression of something. So this monk enters the monastery, and he asks for instruction. And Joshua, as I said, says to him, have you eaten your rice gruel yet? And what that means is, have you caught a glimpse? Have you seen into your true nature? Have you attained enlightenment? Right? Have you eaten your rice gruel yet? And the monk says, yes, I have. And the teacher replies, well, then wash your bowls. So if he has attained enlightenment, he has seen through, well, why should he wash his bowls? What's the point? Why would the teacher say that to him? So what this is pointing at is that it happens a lot where a student will break through and have at least the initial enlightenment experience. And in subtle ways, that student will feel special, feel like he is now above others, become proud, talk Zen talk, in a sense then making himself separate. So he's gone full circle from seeing there is no separation to now behaving separately. So Joshu tells him, well, then go wash your bowls, right? What he's saying is, you are nothing special. Just go wash your bowls. Wash your bowls next to the students. Just wash your bowls. So that's, you know, partly where this comes from, that Zen teaches we are nothing special. And what happens is we lose that sense of our being nothing special when we get lost in the stories that we create about ourselves. Oh, wow, I've gotten it. And all those poor people out there are still struggling with their koans, and I've gotten it. You know, that's when the teacher should take a stick. And, well, of course, we don't do that in our culture. That would be terrible, but you get the metaphor. So without the story, we're just ordinary beings. Before enlightenment, we are ordinary. And after enlightenment, we are ordinary. So we just wash our bowls like everybody else. So that's one way of seeing this koan. Another way is to see it in terms of our essential nature. So, you know, my arm, my shoulder itches, so I scratch my itch. And as soon as that happens, shh, the monk is told, wash your bowls. Shh. So if we don't create a big song and dance in our head, right? Just shh. There are just bowls being washed. just bowls being washed. And when this takes place, this is being at one with washing bowls. It's being at one with the water, with the sound of splashing, with the smell of the soap. So when we were washing bowls, just wash your bowl. There are various expressions that appear and pass. And each one of these expressions is really an expression of emptiness. It arises out of emptiness and it returns to emptiness. So just washing our bowls is a form of liberation. If we just wash the bowls, just washing, just scratching. So who is it that's washing the bowls? Who is it? The monk is washing the bowls. I am washing my bowl. This is a very common way of responding, right? Who's washing the bowls? Well, the monk's washing the bowl. I'm washing the bowl. So this expression that I'm using, I am doing something, is a particular expression of I. This is the I that is separate from bowls, from soap, from smell, from water, from temperature. Again, this is the I that washes the bowl and simultaneously creates a story about washing the bowl. You know, I really hate doing the dishes. I wish somebody else would come in and give me a hand. Or, wow, the teacher asked me to wash the bowls. I guess I must be special. I love washing the bowls. But if you look carefully, that I washing bowls is creating separation from the I person, and the bowls and the activity itself. So this is the world of the doer. We usually think of ourselves as doing, all throughout the day, doing. In the morning, doing. Breakfast, I'm doing. I'm making breakfast. I'm putting on my shirt. I'm getting in my car. I'm going to work. Right? That's the life of a doer. Not something bad, but it's just one way of understanding our world. So I'm tying my tie. Separation. So we say, shh, just tie the tie. No one is tying the tie. No tying is being tied. Right? There's just, pull it up, that's it. See if that's possible. Pick a particular activity that you do and just watch how you go about it. And see if you're a doer or the tie is just gets tied. The tie is tied. And there's not even any tying of the tie when we're at one with the tying. Because we are the tie and the tie is us. So when we just wash the bowls and we just tie the tie, when we just scratch the itch, there, of course, as I've said, there is no washer. There is no doer. There is just washing. And then, you know, in the end, just washing has to go too. Right? It's just, in another sense, a story. So it's just washing. So to do just washing, we must empty ourselves. We must do it from a place of emptiness. We must become the bowls being washed, right? Then there's no separation. If we are the bowl, and the bowl is us, and the water is us, and the smell is us, we are together, right? We're no longer separate. So there is no doer washing the bowls. Washing. So this is the point where, okay, so I'm in the monastery, and the teacher is, you know, giving this kind of talk. And of course, it's very helpful. It's a very deep insight into understanding the difference between when I am cleaning the bowls and when cleaning the bowls just happens. Just cleaning the bowls is very intimate. It's becoming one with the bowls. But it can also be a wonderful guide for how do we live our daily life. So this means we live our life. We only go straight ahead. Right? Only go straight ahead. So if my son calls me and he says, Dad, you know, I have a couple of rooms to paint in my house. Do you think you can come over and help me? So I come over. There's the ladder. There's the brush. There's the paint can. Walking up the ladder happens. Dipping the paint and painting. Up and down, up and down. Just painting. All this is taking place together. Well, that's a beautiful experience, right? We don't get sidetracked. It's just the painting itself. It's just shoulder to shoulder with my son. Just shoulder to shoulder. No dad, no son. Just shoulder to shoulder. Just painting. So when I paint with my son, it's just shh. No story. Just painting. Just up the ladder. Just son. Just father. I am helping somebody grieve. And so I'm bearing witness to their grief. So when we bear witness, there is nobody bearing witness. It's just bearing witness. Right? There's nobody to whom I'm bearing witness, and there's nobody that's I doing this activity. In its most intimate sense, just bearing witness. No me and other, that's dualistic. So it's just bearing witness. And that's oneness. So when you go home today, wash the dishes. Wash the dishes and see, what is your experience of washing the dishes? See if you've learned a lesson from Joshu. Just wash. Thanks.